Welcome to the Michael Rivero What Really Happened radio program.
And welcome to our show today. It is Wednesday, June 16th, 2021, hump day, middle of the weekday, starting that long, slow glide down to Powhana Friday, and whatever other weirdness, Anyway, we have a lot of news to cover today, not quite as much as Monday or Tuesday, but we're going to get into it here. Mike is in our control room twiddling the dials, keeping us out of trouble, and we're going to do news until we run out of news, and then we'll open up the phone lines for your comments, questions, observations, and opinions. All right. Putin and Biden were having, probably have already completed, their little tete-a-tete, as it were. Interestingly enough, while they were meeting for their first face-to-face talk since Biden stole the presidency, Russia launched the biggest Pacific exercise since the Cold War. Pardon me, it was just 300 miles off the coast of Hawaii. And Russian ships have been dispatched to conduct the largest military exercises since the Cold War off of Hawaii, sending the U.S. Air Force scrambling F-22 stealth fighters from its base in Hawaii just hours before the two world leaders were set to meet. So a little bit of a saber rattling going on into that. Okay, Biden has basically forwarded a message to Putin. It's sort of a get tough on Russia stance that he's taking, and still viewing his meeting with Putin as a confrontation. And he's conveying a warning from NATO to Putin: if you don't cooperate, we'll respond. Or, in other words, if Russia doesn't do what the United States thinks it should do for the benefit of the U.S. economy and U.S. businesses, then they're going to gin up a war, much as the war was ginned up against Nazi Germany. It's all about the bucks, all about the money here. Story coming on out of Russia today, criticizing Joe Biden for trying to project an image of NATO that is actually that's stronger than it actually is. And they basically referred to Biden's using NATO as a prop to set the stage for his meeting with Vladimir Putin. A lot of game playing going on here. Getting on to our domestic politics here, even the corporate media and other Democrats are blasting Vice President Harris' Latin America visit. This is the week after Harris returned from her disastrous trip to Guatemala. And let's see, Harris can be notoriously difficult to prep, multiple former aides declared on condition of anonymity. The VP surrounded herself with the staff who did not always serve her well during her 2020 presidential campaign. Now, she didn't do very well on that, prompting her to be the first prominent Democrat to exit the race. So she's come under a lot of criticism for that, and she's trying to sort of move past that. Kamala Harris has thrown this dinner for 21 female senators with their own homemade cheese puffs at the refurbished vice presidential mansion on the grounds of the U.S. Naval Observatory. I think that's probably one of the coolest things about being vice president, is that really neat telescope just within walking distance. Okay, Donald Trump is out there confirming, actually USA Today confirmed yesterday, that former President Donald Trump is planning to hold huge rallies in Ohio and Florida later this month. And according to USA Today, following a series of speeches to Republican conservatives over the past 5 months, former President Trump will head to Ohio and Florida over the next 2.5 weeks to hold the kinds of mass rallies with rank-and-file supporters that fueled his White House campaigns. So he's out there, he's stomping the ground, and good for him. I wish he'd have one of his little rallies closer to home. I'd actually be tempted to go see it. Anyway, the House Committee on Ethics has rejected this Democrat claim against Representative Gosar over the January 6th protests. And this was a claim lodged against Representative Paul Gosar, who's a Republican from Arizona, by the Congressional Progressive Caucus Chair, Representative Pramila Jayapal, Democrat, and basically saying that the Arizona Republican violated ethics rules on January 6th by objecting to the seating of electors. And the Ethics Committee said this is a patently baseless claim, he's out of hot water, and the Democrats are embarrassed one more time. All right, story out of the Gateway Pundit. It turns out that the FBI and the Department of Homeland Security attempted to recruit a Green Beret to infiltrate the Oath Keepers before the January 6th staged riots, and he made a recording of it. It has now gone public and basically constitutes proof that what happened on January 6th was definitely being set up. Okay, Tucker Carlson came on out with the show last night saying the biggest threat to the American way of life are these corrupt intelligence agencies, and he mentioned the FBI specifically by name. And he too came on out and said that what happened on the 6th was it was a false flag set up by the FBI. All right, getting on over to the infrastructure bill, Senate Republicans want to axe much of Joe Biden's legislative agenda by supporting a more moderate infrastructure bill that might stifle Democrats' support for the more partisan and more expensive infrastructure bill. Politico reported that Republicans want to support a bipartisan proposal led by Senators Bill Cassidy, Susan Collins, Joe Manchin, Lisa Murkowski, Rob Portman, Mitt Romney, Gene Shaheen, Kyrsten Sinema, and John Tester, and Mark Warner. And they're saying this bill is a more realistic proposal that focuses on physical infrastructure, as opposed to Joe Biden's proposal, which also contains many provisions to fight human-caused global warming and to expand child care and other liberal agenda items. Okay, which are not infrastructure. I'm sorry, Joe, they are not. All right, over at the Arizona audit, the hand count is now completed. This was announced yesterday. That the hand count was completed on Monday, which was President Trump's birthday. And there is still an examination going on of some of the paper ballots. Oddities like the Braille ballots had to be handled separately and so forth and so on. All right. Now, a Wisconsin, two Wisconsin GOP state lawmakers visited the Arizona election audit, and they came to the conclusion a similar review is needed in their state. And State Representative Daniel Branchin, a Republican who chairs the Campaigns and Elections Committee, said that a review of the election was needed due to the significant amount of private funding that was used in several major cities in Wisconsin, according to WisPolitics. However, the lawmaker said she wasn't sure if the Wisconsin Legislative Audit Bureau has that authority. So they better get it, though. Anyway, let's see. We already talked about Tucker Carlson and the corrupt FBI, January 6th. Getting on back to that January 6th and the idea that it was a staged event, there's an article that came out of Revolver talking about these unindicted co-conspirators when they're bringing all these cases to these sacrificial lambs that are being arrested and harassed for having gone into the Capitol building, some of them on videotape beckoned by the police. People who are looking at these charges are finding constant references to unindicted co-conspirators whose identities are being withheld, and it's looking more and more like these were undercover FBI informants who goaded people along into behaving in a way the media could use to demonize Trump supporters. And there's nothing new with this. If you go back and you look at the history of the FBI's COINTELPRO scandal, they've been doing this stuff for decades. They staged a violent riot at Disneyland in Anaheim. Was billed as the day the hippies took over Disneyland. They faked that Black Panther coloring book to drive a wedge between white people and the Black Panthers. And, you know, the Black Panthers, when they started out, they were not a militant group. They were all about local control of school curriculum, which is rapidly becoming an issue again, I might add. And they wanted to make sure that school children had a breakfast at the beginning of the day. That was it. And they were, like Martin Luther King himself, very much anti-war. So the FBI had to demonize them, militarize them, infiltrate them, and basically destroy them from within. Okay, now, U.S. Attorney General Merrick Garland has declared white extremists are the greatest threat. And his timing was kind of bad because at the same time, there was this black extremist went on a weekend shooting spree targeting white men in Georgia and Alabama. And this did not get a lot of coverage on the corporate media. But when this extremist was captured by the police, he said, yes, I hate white people and I'm shooting white people. And that's the reason for all these deaths. Another interesting story showing about how the media is trying to push that, you know, blacks are the victims and whites are evil agenda. Down in, let's see, this was in, I think it was Georgia. Georgia. There was this store clerk who got into an argument with a customer over the face mask, and the customer left, came back with a gun, and shot and killed the store clerk. The store clerk happened to be a black female, and so was the assailant. And when the New York Times ran the story, they ran the picture of the black female grocery clerk, but left out the picture of the shooter because his name could just as easily have been that of a white person. And as a matter of fact, looking on social media, a lot of people who read that New York Times story, they jumped to the assumption that the killer was a white person. And it turned out that was not the case. The photo of the shooter was eventually published, but you could tell it had been artificially lightened in Photoshop or some similar piece of program to try and make him look as white as possible. They didn't succeed, you know, because there's more to the African genotype, if you will, the race, than just the skin color. There are certain facial features and so forth. So they tried to lighten it to make him look like he was at least mostly white, a very obvious piece of propaganda. Okay, now Congress, trying to look like they're responding to all of the censorship that has been going on the internet, they're coming out with new laws to curb the power of big tech, but none of them are addressing viewpoint discrimination censorship and assaults on free speech. And basically, all of these new laws center around these tech industry monopolies and completely sidestep the First Amendment issues. So, still would be good if they got broken up. Twitter becomes the first American platform to lose its coveted legal shield in India. Now, all of these tech companies, these social media companies, have worked and lobbied in other countries to get equivalents of Section 230 enacted into law, saying you can't do anything to us no matter what we do to the content that is posted on our pages. And apparently over in India, They decided they had enough of that, and people in India can now sue Twitter for discrimination and so forth. Now, here is an interesting story. Yesterday, we talked about this Fox 26 reporter, Ivory Hecker, and she broke with the script on TV yesterday and said, I've made recordings of Fox News management. They're going to be released tonight, whereupon she was immediately fired. And Project Veritas has come out with the tape. And what it is, basically, is Fox management telling all of their reporters that they are absolutely forbidden to talk about hydroxychloroquine or indeed any other alternative to the orthodox must have a vaccine agenda. And the video's all over the place and people are looking at it. And so even Fox News has gone over to the dark side, which is why I am a fan of One American News Network now. Let's talk a little bit about COVID-19. Because we're being lied to about that as well. No surprise. Article from Lou Rockwell titled, When 600,000 Doesn't Equal 600,000. And he's basically pointing out that a lot of these so-called 600,000 American COVID deaths are people who did not actually die of COVID. Many of them died with COVID-19, not from it. Others were declared to be COVID positive because of bogus testing, like the PCR test. And others died of multiple causes, but it was financially or politically expedient to label their deaths as COVID-19. Remember, when this pandemic was first going, it came on out that the government was financially incentivizing care providers to blame all deaths on COVID-19. It was something like $3,000 they would get per COVID death certificate. So it was just bought and paid for from the beginning. Now, in New York and in California, they're celebrating. Cuomo is out there blowing kisses. Newsom goes wild because these two governors have lifted all the remaining COVID restrictions in New York and California because both states have now hit the 70% vaccinated target. So we'll see what happens there. Now, the story, this one from Brighteon, it's a video talking about how the CDC has removed 150,000 deaths from the vaccine adverse event reporting system. So it's just a big, big cover-up about how many people have been killed by this thing. Now, there is a new, protection technology, if you will, and it's called atmospheric viricides, and they're simply pumped into the air in public spaces in public schools, and these products claim to stop the spread of viruses and other airborne pathogens. The EPA doesn't seem to think that there's any problem with them, and they're starting to deploy this stuff in Georgia, for one. But again, it has not been tested in tremendous amounts of length there. By the way, another article that came through, you know all those plexiglass or perspex barriers they were putting up around students in schools? Our research has shown they did not slow the spread of COVID-19 one tiny bit. In fact, they seem to have accelerated it. So yet another completely failed concept forced on us all by a government that's trying as hard as they can to look like they know what they're doing, but repeatedly proved to us they're clueless. They're absolutely clueless. Story coming out of townhall.com, a group of parents in Gainesville, Florida, took six face masks. Oh, we're going to take a break for commercials. We'll be back with the story after this. We'll be right back.
It's happening, ladies and gentlemen. We here at RBN are working with Front Sight Firearms Training Institute to bring our audience the best in combat, tactical, and defensive firearms training. Whether you're a private citizen who is new to firearms, or you have a concealed weapon permit, and want a level of training that surpasses what you've received from your local gun range, Front Sight provides priceless education and skills taught by seasoned law enforcement, military, and private citizen instructors to levels that far exceed law enforcement and military standard. With nearly a million responsible citizens trained from every town, city, and state from across the United States, Front Sight has bolstered the Patriot movement to a whole new level. Contact Dan Sutterfield by phone at 573-762-2356 or 573-465-2356 or shoot him an email at domedan@hotmail.com. This is a limited time opportunity. Don't miss it.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Forced to carry his own cross while we drive nails in his coffin. You might say it is routine. It happens far too often. A decorated soldier, veteran of the war. Who would have thought that he would be among the sick and poor? A preacher man wags his head while the rich man turns away.
Reminder that Republic Broadcasting Network needs your continuing support to continue doing what we do, which is keeping the American people fully informed so that they can make good choices. And again, you know, our heartfelt gratitude goes out to those of you who have been donating. And for those of you who wish to continue donating or start donating, the postal address where you can send a check, money order, or if you prefer anonymity cash is Republic Broadcasting Network, 2251 Double Creek Drive, number 302, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. The phone number where you can make a credit or debit card donation is 800-724-2719, extension 3. Now, if you mail in a donation of $100, you will get your choice of an official RBN coffee mug or an official RBN t-shirt. So include your return address, obviously, and if you want the t-shirt, we need your t-shirt size. If you send in $115, that's 115 or more, you will get both promotional items. And don't forget the Front Sight Firearms deal. That's a really good opportunity for Second Amendment enthusiasts. All right, we're talking about COVID-19 now, and we're talking about how a group of parents in Gainesville, Florida, who were concerned about the potential harm of forcing their kids to wear a mask, submitted 6 face masks to a laboratory for analysis. And the resulting report found that 5 of the masks were contaminated with bacteria, parasites, and fungi, including 3 with dangerous pathogenic and pneumonia-causing bacteria. The analysis detected 11 alarmingly dangerous pathogens on the mask, including pneumonia, tuberculosis, meningitis, sepsis, keratitis, and granulomatous amoebic encephalitis. That's a nasty one. Let's see. Pneumonia, bloodstream infections. These were resistant to antibiotics. E. coli, food poisoning, Lyme disease, diphtheria, Legionnaires' disease, and others as well. So, yeah, nasty, nasty stuff. Joe Biden is planning a huge gathering at the White House to celebrate Independence Day, even as Joe Biden continues to tell you, ordinary serfs, to avoid crowded celebrations of the holiday. And Biden's planned event on the 4th of July will welcome over 1,000 people, according to the Associated Press, including first responders, essential workers, and military service members. The optics of the event also serve as a mission accomplished moment for the Biden administration, as experts predict he will not reach his goal of getting 70% of American adults vaccinated by the 4th of July. Interestingly enough, the Biden administration, actually a federal watchdog, has announced yesterday it's starting a review into how the National Institutes of Health manages its grant program, and this is going to include the funding Dr. Fauci approved for the Wuhan lab at the center of the COVID leak theories. So they're going to be looking at that a little bit more closely. Let's see, story coming on out of Crack News. Researchers have found more evidence to suggest that COVID-19 was circulating in the United States as early as December 2019, weeks before cases were recognized by health officials as being something new and unique. All right, turning to the international news here. The leaders of a prominent Iraqi resistant group say that the military option against the occupying U.S. forces will remain on the table as long as U.S. forces remain in Iraq. This came from Qais Khazali, Secretary General of the Asabi al-Haq movement. He made the remarks on Monday and said Iraq's resistance groups had asserted repeatedly that in line with the law ratified by the Iraqi parliament, the American forces had to leave the country. So we're getting the old Yankee go home heave-ho. Israel has bombed Gaza for the first time since the ceasefire went into effect on May 21st. And Israel is claiming that the airstrikes were done in response to somebody launching incendiary balloons into southern Israel from Gaza. And the balloons caused a few fires in fields near the Gaza border. No material damage, no casualties, as always seems to happen with these attacks that justify Israeli response. So, probably an agent provocateur did that. All righty, we're coming up here on another commercial break. So stay tuned. And when we come on back, we're going to have more international news and then science and health and all kinds of fun stuff like that. We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. While we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country, here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store, or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from simplycleanfoods.net, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters. Right now, Amazon Prime members will receive fast 2-day shipping. Go to simplycleanfoods.net. That's simplycleanfoods.net. But do it today.
We will not go down in the night without a fight. You can burn up our mosques and our homes and our schools, but our spirit will never die. We will not go down in Gaza tonight. Women and children.
Welcome back to our show here. And there is still trouble going on in Yemen after all these years. The Houthi rebels in Yemen are planting sea mines in the southern part of the Red Sea, where U.S. Navy and other ships are sailing. Obviously, this poses a threat to shipping. Now, the Saudi-led coalition are trying to deal with the problem, but they don't really have the necessary equipment. They have very few minesweepers. The coalition said Friday it had discovered and destroyed a marine mine planted by the Houthis in the southern Red Sea. They're claiming it was an Iranian-made Sadaf mine, and they claim they have basically discovered 171 sea mines and destroyed them. Okay. According to some estimates, the Houthis have scattered some hundreds of sea mines in the Red and Arabian Seas. Experts said that most of the mines are of the floating type and were detected by naval or cargo ships that spotted them and reported. Okay. Meanwhile, a U.S. cargo ship flying the American flag docked in Ukraine's Odessa port, carrying 350 tons of military equipment and vehicles for the country's armed forces. And they're expecting all the equipment will be unloaded by mid-Friday. Now, earlier in March, the U.S. Department of Defense announced additional $125 million package for the Ukraine Security Assistance Initiative to cover training, equipment, and advisory support. The remaining $150 million appropriated by Congress will be provided to Ukraine in 2021 once the Pentagon certifies the country's progress on key defense reforms. So we're going to teach Ukraine how to wage war. Meanwhile, over on the other side of the world, tensions between China and the U.S. Are still ticking up there. The Ronald Reagan carrier strike group sailed into the South China Sea for the first time this year. And the strike group's carrier, the USS Ronald Reagan, was accompanied by the guided missile cruiser USS Shiloh and the guided missile destroyer USS Halsey. The group of vessels entered the heavily disputed South China Sea waters on Tuesday to conduct a maritime security operation. Meanwhile, China has sent a record 28 fighter jets towards Taiwan after telling NATO, "We will not sit back." So the timing is an unmistakable message and a warning to the West. And China flew a record 28 fighter jets into Taiwan's air defense identification zone. And that's where they're identified. And again, it's China sending a message, not just to Taiwan, but to United States as well. All righty. Story coming on out of Sputnik News. China has a newly commissioned nuclear-powered submarine. It's dubbed the Type 094A, and it's equipped with ballistic missiles capable of hitting targets at a distance of 6,200 miles. This is the most powerful missile in the Chinese inventory. The Type 94A is an upgraded version of the Type 94 that overcame one of the key problems, noise, by improving hydrokinetic and turbulence systems, allowing it to carry the more powerful JL-3. Okay, now before the upgrade, the submarine was capable of firing the inferior JL-2 that could only hit the northeast United States. And now they can basically hit the entire country. Good reason not to tick them off, I would say. Alrighty. We talked about the F-22s over Hawaii already. So let's get into the economic news. Starting off with the bad news, the global debt is expected to rise from the current $300 trillion with a T to $2 quadrillion with a Q in the next 5 to 10 years. And that, of course, is the problem with private central banks. By design, they create more debt than money with which to pay that debt, so the debt just grows and grows and grows and can never be paid off. At some point, either the system is going to collapse or they're simply going to have to declare the debt null and void, like a modern jubilee. But the bankers, they love having you in that debt because it gives them power over you. And that's really what this is all about. The private central bank is not about money. It's about power and ruling the world. Okay, the globalists, or at least to hear the talk coming out of NATO, want to find some way to counter China's Belt and Road Initiative. And it's going to be very, very difficult, because the Belt and Road Initiative is basically got geography on its side. It's following the old Silk Road from China to Europe. And once it is fully up and running, material goods, products and so forth, and produce are going to be able to go back and forth from China to Europe and from Europe to China and everybody else that's on this this system much faster and for a fraction of the cost than having to send by container ship down around the rest of the world. And this is a major threat to shipping companies' profitability. It's certainly a major economic threat to the West. And so this article is asking, you know, could this conflict over the Belt and Road Initiative actually lead to a military conflict? And yeah, it very easily could, because the United States government does have this bad habit of getting into economic disasters and then getting out of them through wars. Crash of 1907, World War One. Crash of 1929, World War II. Crash of 2008. And look how close we are to World War III. It's just, you can see it on the horizon. You can hear the war drums pounding. All righty, story coming out of CNBC. Producer prices rose at their fastest annual clip in nearly 11 years in May as inflation continues to build in the U.S. economy. The 6.6% surge was the biggest 12-month increase in the final demand index since the Bureau of Labor Statistics began tracking the data in November 2010. And so, yeah, we're heading into an inflationary cycle. The government is trying to say it's transitory. But the best guess is it's going to last at least 2 years. So you'd better hunker on down. Story coming out of National Review talking about that ProPublica leak on how little taxes the ultra-rich pay. And they're basically spinning it as an attack on the billionaires who, after all, you know, made their money honestly, as far as we know. And they're using the letter of the tax law to reduce their tax obligation. But, of course, the issue is how much of those special loophole tax laws were returned for political favors, donations, and so forth. And the net result is a lot of people are very upset that these billionaires are paying much lower tax rates than ordinary Americans. It's increasing calls for a wealth tax, which is already dead on arrival in Washington, D.C., because we know whose side the politicians are on, and it's not yours. And because the elections can now be rigged and stolen, the politicians are no longer afraid of your anger. You know, they're just going to sit there and smile and say, you know, hold your little protest. We don't care anymore. All right. There is a new tax proposal coming out of Washington. There's always a new tax proposal coming out of Washington. This one is going to be damaging to our nation's farmers and ranchers. And we're not talking the big corporate farms and corporate ranches. We're talking about family ranches and farms that have been passed down from one generation to the next to the next. And the last thing the agricultural sector needs is a punitive and worse, a retroactive tax that goes after multi-generational farming and ranching. So basically, Senators Chris Van Hollen, Cory Booker, Bernie Sanders, Sheldon Whitehouse, and Elizabeth Warren, all Democrats except for Bernie Sanders, who's an independent, they have proposed this new tax that would negatively implicate farmers for wanting to pass down the family farm to their children. Representative Bill Pascrell has introduced a similar bill in the House. And Joe Biden has apparently embraced the idea and included it in his American Families Plan to help pay for his $1.8 trillion program. Okay. Getting into the economic news. Let's see. This is being called the fight to get back to the office. Only 21% of workers have returned in New York City. 50% of workers have returned to work in Dallas. And, you know, managers and bosses are realizing they're kind of in a jam with workers who've gotten used to working from home and want to keep doing that forever. And how are you going to, you know, lure the workers back to the office? It means, you know, dressing up in the morning and, you know, a drive through traffic and, you know, the cost of gasoline and all that. How do you make that more attractive than simply sitting at home in your home office and getting your work done? And that's going to be really, really difficult. Now, it may lead to bosses, first of all, offering higher pay, which would be a good incentive, and just treating their employees better. I keep thinking back to that movie, The Internship, where these two elderly individuals, middle-aged actually, become interns at Google. And it showed a lot of what Google's work environment was like, at least leading up to the making of the movies. I don't know what it's like now. But it certainly came across as this would be a great place to actually have a job. That was before I found out about their politics and everything. They've probably got my face on dartboards over there. Anyway, we've been talking about this before. The Electric Reliability Council of Texas, or ERCOT, is still calling on Texans to conserve electricity. And for the second time this year, the council blamed a significant number of forced generation outages. This means rolling blackouts and record demand for tight grid conditions that is expected to last until this coming Friday. And they're saying that 11,000 megawatts of power generation is offline due to repairs. This is power for 2.2 million homes. So the Texas power grid operator is struggling to provide power and heat just as it did last winter in the middle of the cold. And again, a big part of the problem, and I'm sure Governor Abbott is thinking about this, you have all those illegal immigrants coming across the border that are using electricity. And the grid was built, you know, basically for the legal population, and nobody has added on to it. And, you know, the open borders people haven't come on over with some additional generators to say, here, we'll pick up the slack for you. Just not happening. Up in Washington State, they are having trouble with their electrical grid. It is getting a reputation of being unreliable. It's getting a reputation for rolling blackouts, and basically Benton County Pacific PUD General Manager Rick Dunn basically said, in our zeal to remove CO2 emissions and aim for 100% clean energy, we've created a reliability crisis. And Dunn warns that Washington faces a large gap between grid demand on the coldest and hottest days and the availability of dependable electric generation over the next decade. So they're dealing with that as well. These power utilities are not keeping up with the increase in population, and I'm sure they're probably not looking at the increase in the illegal population in their little spreadsheet calculations. Now, Joe Biden had a plan to curtail fossil fuels, and yesterday it kind of got into a little bit trouble when a federal judge ruled against the administration's temporary ban on selling new drilling rights on federal lands and waters. This the preliminary injunction issued by Louisiana-based U.S. District Judge Terry Doty also is a victory for Republican state attorneys general, who have launched a legal attack on Biden's broad policy agenda by challenging his moves on everything from immigration to energy. And, I love the environment. I'm really enjoying being here in Indiana with all the greenery and everything. But one of my biggest peeves with the environmental activists is they're always running around saying you got to shut down oil, you got to shut down coal, you got to whatever, and they never come up with something that we can practically use as a replacement. They're always pushing windmills, which have not really proven out. They're pushing solar panels, and these are just not able to keep up with, for example, nuclear power, which the environmentalists are also against. So it's one of the traits of the left, if you will, that they never really think these things all the way through. They get a soundbite that sounds really good, and they go with that. Anyway, Getting into a little bit of immigration news here. President Trump is going to visit the U.S. border in Texas with Governor Greg Abbott on June 30th. And meanwhile, up in Oregon, those counties did succeed in voting to secede into Idaho. And so these voters in five counties have voted to secede and join the state of Idaho. They're going to redraw the maps. And everybody's out there saying this can't be allowed to stand. You know, it's without precedent. Anyway, we got to take another break for commercials. Back with more news after these weeks.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Hello, I'm Dr. Leonard Horowitz. I was right 30 years ago in warning the world about threatening lab virus outbreaks, AIDS, and Ebola. I was right 20 years ago when FBI Director Robert Mueller made me a suspect in the anthrax mailings because I warned the Bureau before the CIA's biocrime and Cipro sales psyops happened. I was right about COVID-19 being an AIDS-laced mutagen planned to resurge this fall to excuse officials' profitable depopulation globalization agendas. And I was right about the only safeguards being antioxidants and holy spiritual sustenance. Vitamin C, D, zinc, chlorophyll, oxygen, and oxysilver especially transmits the frequency resonance to neutralize the expanded function bioweapon. Oxysilver is a double superconductor of the healing power of love. It is the first nutraceutical invented to amplify prayer power and the faithful, loving intention of your heart. Buy, try, and stockpile OxySilver through HealthyWorldStore.com.
Hey there, are you going to wait till the cows come home to get your new Ease-Off drop-in lift?
What in the world is an Ease-Off drop-in lift?
Our Ease-Off is a new tool to increase production for your meat processing company that will get that whole hog or half a beef on or off your rail with our remote control.
That sounds great, but can I afford it?
Sure, and the Ease-Off installs fast. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue, speed up your line, and increase profits.
Okay, I'm convinced. Where can I get my Ease-Off?
Go to easeoff.com. That's EAZEOFF.com. And hurry, because we're offering free shipping for a limited time. Easeoff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too.
Ease-Off, LLC, 417-932-6419.
What this country is coming to, I sure would like to know. If they don't do something, by and by, the rich will live and the poor will die. Doggone, I mean the panic is on. No way, can't draw no pay. Unemployment getting...
Welcome back to our show here, and a little more news for you. Over in Massachusetts, the K-12 district of Wellesley Public Schools has issued a policy calling for students and teachers to report their peers and colleagues for incidents of bias so they may be investigated and punished accordingly. And they basically defined incidents of bias as conduct, speech, or expression that has an impact but may not involve criminal action, but demonstrates conscious or unconscious bias against any federally protected identity group, i.e. race, ethnicity, national origin, sex, gender identity or expression, sexual orientation, religion, or disability. What we're going to have here is an entire school population that are afraid to say anything about anything, and that may be the agenda because you know they're out there teaching drag queen story hour. You don't dare say anything about that. They're out there teaching critical race theory or transgenderism, and you're afraid to say anything about that because you'll get called to the principal's office. And it doesn't stop there because now Joe Biden wants Americans to snitch on their family and friends to the government to report radicalized belief and extremism. You know, that sounds to me like a fascist dictator right there. The Nazis were real big on this kind of thing. They had informants everywhere, and you'd tell them your problems, and then they'd run off to tell the Gestapo what was going on here. All righty, we're going to go ahead and open up the phone lines now, and let's get the callers back in there. Over in China, at the Taishan nuclear reactor in Guangdong province, they're out there saying that the reactor where there was supposed to be a leak is actually totally fine. And the French company that helped build the reactor is thoroughly examining the buildup of inert gases in the cooling system. Some outside experts are troubled by the data released so far, but the Chinese authorities are saying, no, there's no problem going on. Of course, the Soviet government said there was nothing going wrong with Chernobyl when it first blew. Okay, getting into the world of computers, article here saying major cyber attacks on the rise, news stations and law departments among the latest victims. Now, the only reason I can think of cyber criminals specifically targeting news stations and law departments is to call attention to themselves. So somebody is creating, or shall we say amplifying the cybercrime crisis, leading to some draconian slapdown on the open internet. All right, we're going to take a break for station identification. Phone lines are open, 512-248-8252. We'll be right back.
Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. We have a special promotion going on at Republic Broadcasting. This is a fundraiser for Republic Broadcasting involving the Energy Planner. Mail me a postcard. My address is at my website at thelibertyman.com. We pick a postcard every other Thursday. When your postcard is drawn out, you get to buy an Energy Planner for $215 instead of $285, $70 discount. $200 goes to Republic Broadcasting. You also get a 10% discount on my mattress pads. So get those postcards in, put your name, your telephone number, your email address on there, And when your postcard is drawn, you get to get an energy cleaner for $215 instead of $285. Mattress pads, 10% off. Help us out at Republic Broadcasting and help yourself to get an energy cleaner at a deep discount. It's a win-win situation for everybody. We hope you can get these postcards in soon. Thank you very much.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.